gentlemen. We're here today to bring you some scary stories. I'm Zahin Hossa, and today I'm Donald Haas. Let's get right into it. Today's story is about scary social media incidents. My friend and I have a Snapchat group together, which means when someone sends a picture to the group, everyone gets it. The picture, there's five of us in a group, Marvin, Glenn, Joe, and Jared. One day at the school, Jared told me he lost his phone and didn't have my iPhone on, which kind of sucked for him, but oh well. What could we do, really, about it? The rest of us continued our daily lives. I was looking at the gas station, and I saw a funny-looking guy who looked like he didn't know how to pump gas. So I thought it'd be funny to sneak a quick video of him, and I sent it back to the group that I had with my friends. I got home, and I checked Snapchat, and so the Snap was open, which one of my friends opened it, and I was kind of Jared's name under the open list. I texted Jared, asking if he had his phone, but the text never said delivered. I asked all of my other friends if they'd spoken to Jared about his phone. Joe said he was hanging out with Jared as we spoke to him. We all said Jared did not find his phone. He put Jared on the phone for me and told me to come over. I got to Joe's house, and he and Jared had already thought to look at the Snap map to see the location had not been turned off. And it said whoever was using Jared's phone last opened it 4 minutes ago. Its location was abandoned construction grounds, ready to go kick some ass. Or at least we agreed to drive down to the construction site. Getting there was quick and easy, but hopping the fence and navigating in the dark was a different story. According to the Snap map, Jared's iPhone was somewhere in a big abandoned building in front of us. All three of us above 6 foot definitely felt we could better off anyone in a fight. But what was this person doing in a building like this? The situation was just unsettling. We found a big hole in the wall where we could enter the building. Joe and I used our phone lights to find our way through the building. It was cold and empty, and there, besides the rubble and graffiti everywhere, and little sounds created an echo. Last time Snapchat updated Jared's location is 5 minutes ago, but the location was right on top of us. It didn't seem like anyone or anything was on this first floor, so we went to the second floor and found ourselves in a big empty room. Joe checked the locations of Jared's phone one more time, and it appeared that all three of our phones were in the same exact location, which is weird. Where could his phone be? The sound of a digital camera shutter accompanied with a blindingly bright flash coming from an adjacent room made all three of us freeze like deers in headlights. Then Jared was the first one to run for it, screaming Joe, and I followed soon. Running back down the stairs and out the hole outside, we got to the car and drove back to Joe's house. On the way back, Joe and I got a Snap from Jared's phone. I was the first one to open it, and it was a picture of all three of us standing in the room with the caption, "Run." We never went back to that building for his phone. In fact, the location on Jared's phone was turned off until, of course, Jared signed in on a different phone. This is all today for ladies and gentlemen. Come back for another day to listen to more stories.